Speaking of the holiday message, Christmas in the Northwest, the greatest hits of the new millennium. And I think we have – are you Steve?
I'm Steve.
Steve's in studio right now, and you brought a couple friends that we're going to meet here in just a moment. Hey, tell us about – for people that just moved here.
Sure.
Because we have 80 to 100,000 people that move to the area each and every year. Tell us about Christmas in the Northwest and how it helps kids, too.
Well, Christmas in the Northwest, we started this project back in 1985. After my daughter actually had a bout of E. coli and ended up at Children's Hospital here in Seattle. And the E. coli thing, which kind of traveled the country, she was way ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And luckily, didn't have a horrible experience, but had, pretty scary for my wife and me. We were, 25 years old at the time and 26 years old and very, very scary. So, owned a recording studio at the time, had a lot of musician friends, and we thought, why don't we do something for children's? So we got all of our friends together, and we did a record album, 33 RPM record album.
Nice.
Yeah, and we put it on sale, and I tell you, radio got all over it. We had a big hit song with Christmas in the Northwest, which they still play today.
Do you got that, Sean? Do you got Christmas in the Northwest? Make sure it doesn't have the S word or the F bomb in it, like that Beck song just did.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Do you got that for us? All right, here's a little Christmas in the Northwest if you haven't heard it before.
The wind may not blow, might not even snow, but there's nothing like Christmas right here at home. It may not be white, might be a rainy night, but there's nothing like sharing the sounds and the sights. Child's answered prayer. Take away the presents, and they still will have a dream for Christmas in the Northwest.
What was that?
Is that part of the song?
In green.
Hey, Sean, what was that?
I recorded this off of YouTube.
Yeah.
And then I left the booth for a moment, and it might have been. It might have been like live action behind the video.
Sean is having a good day today.
good half hour.
I've never seen your forehead turn red.
Yeah, me neither.
You look like Sean Kringle right now.
Well, I think we get the point. We don't know what's going to come up next. So thank you, Sean.
Really? So why listen to stuff before you put it out on the air? That's what I say.
And so you put out that record, and then it's been a tradition. Is each year, is it new songs that come out?
Most of the time it is new songs. This year we decided to come out. We've done this twice. And the last time was like 1994. We did a greatest hits compilation, and we thought this year was a good time to just sort of sit back and reflect on the music that we put out since 2000. And there's such great artists here in the Northwest, and they're really giving. So, the idea is to get everybody to buy one of these.
Yeah, I see David Bradford's even on here with song number 13, our good friend Grant Goody. So I can't wait to listen to that one.
Yeah,
hey, we brought in some friends today. Why don't you introduce our friends who are sitting in another studio right now?
You bet.
Because we can't trust them in the same studio as Sean.
Exactly. Well, we've got...
never know what's going to...